Welcome to The Spirit Nomad, the podcast for learning how to step into your purpose, raise your vibrations, and manifest your dream life. Before we dive in, remember that you can find the video version of this episode and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now here's your host, Julia London.
Are you feeling sick? Well, it might not actually be the Taco Bell you had last night, but a physical symptom of spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening is the ultimate transformation from darkness to spiritual enlightenment. So it's very common to experience physical symptoms of this. Make sure to stay until the very end, as the seventh one is not really very expected. So if you're suffering from this, you might be surprised to hear that it can be a spiritual awakening symptom. The first most common physical awakening symptom is insomnia. The intense energies activating in our bodies may be too strong that our bodies begin to need less sleep. Our brain subconscious gets reprogrammed or rewired best while we're sleeping, which may cause you to wake up multiple times during the night. The second symptom is headaches. This could happen especially when there's a surge of energy, such as during the full moons. And this is due to you being more connected with the energies in your surroundings. That's actually how I know there's a full moon, when I can feel this pressure in my head. And it's interesting, during eclipses, it almost feels like I'm being operated on. The third symptom is fatigue. This usually happens after you felt all these intense symptoms. Your body has gone through a lot and now it needs time to rest and recalibrate. This is when many people go into hermit mode, where you just don't want to socialize, just be at home in your bed, watch some Netflix. But don't worry, this feeling of exhaustion won't last. Sign number four is increased sensitivity. As you become more present and aware, all your senses get heightened, causing you to feel more sensitive to light, sound, smell, taste, and touch. You may begin to hear sounds you would have not heard before, notice details in your surroundings you never noticed, and more. This is why me and my boyfriend decided to move into the countryside here in England. I used to be a city girl, live in Stockholm, Dublin, but now it's just too much with all the cars and lights and commercials. It's just, I need some just greenery, some space to just breathe. I find myself more sensitive now as I'm further along in my spiritual awakening journey. Sign number five is depression or anxiety. When everything we've ever known turns out to be false, our brains activate a fight or flight response. This causes us to experience a spiritual awakening depression or anxiety. We are creatures of habits and our brains hate everything unfamiliar. What helps for me to reduce my anxiety is to have, it's a browser extension called Cold Turkey Blocker. And I use that to limit my exposure to news and social media. The sixth symptom is pressure between the eyebrows. This might be one of the most common physical symptoms of spiritual awakening and something I often experience during meditation. The space in between your eyebrows is where your third eye chakra is located, also known as the seat of the intuition. Symptom number seven is food intolerances. Every cell in our bodies is intelligent. They know what's good for us and what isn't. Some foods you used to love before, but your body seems to reject it now. You may get cravings for foods you didn't like before, and this is because you're getting more in tune with this inner intelligence. For example, I used to love meat. It was my favorite thing. I was paleo for a long while, eating mostly just meats and vegetables. But eventually, my body started rejecting it. I got constipated, chronic acne. I have a whole video about that, why paleo ruined my life. Link in the description. So now it's like my body wants more plant-based foods and I feel so much more lighter now. Sign number eight is heightened intuition. Intuitive abilities are innate to us humans, but because of society, we've come to distrust our intuition and trust whatever society tells us instead. When your intuition heightens, you become more open to receiving secret messages or signs from your guides. This is when you start stepping into your purpose as well. Maybe you're starting to question whether you really want to spend your life in this job that doesn't feel fulfilling to you. Maybe you're looking into ways that you can reach your dream, whether that is to become a healer, a chef, or maybe a YouTuber and blogger like me. And if that's you, I have a free workshop on how to start a soulful online business. Link in description.
Thanks for listening to The Spirit Nomad. Make sure you're subscribed and check out the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel for more spiritual nuggets.